Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz, and it is time for another episode of the Self-Reliant Entrepreneur. If you've been following along with me, I'm reading pages that come from my upcoming book. It's going to be released in October of 2019, called The Self-Reliant Entrepreneur. It's a daily book. It has 366 entries. I start each day with a reading from a mid-19th century work that I think is some of the greatest entrepreneurial writing that was ever produced. And then I follow with kind of my thoughts on it and leave you with a challenge question. So let's get into today's work. Today is September 18th. Find your gifts. But the great master said, I see no best in kind, but in degree. I gave a various gift to each, to charm, to strengthen, and to teach. These are the three great chords of might, and he whose ear is urged aright will hear no discord in the three, but the most perfect harmony. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, The Singers, The Complete Poetical Works of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, 1854. Poetry is hard to understand for a lot of people. So here's the full context of what goes on in The Singers. There are three musicians, and people can't figure out which one is the best. So the great master assures them that they are all great for different reasons. And if you listen with that in mind, all you can hear is the most perfect harmony. Okay, now reread the stanza, and you may find it more lyrical. So how do you find harmony in a world of difference? How do you find yourself and your place in the band? Or to quote Deepak Chopra, there are no extra pieces in the universe. Everyone is here because he or she has a place to fill, and every piece must fit itself into the big jigsaw puzzle. Your values, the things that mean the most to you in life right now, are the keys to understanding your gifts. The musicians in Longfellow's poem employed their gifts to charm, to strengthen, and to teach. How about you? Journal. Get alone. Ask your three closest friends. Don't sweat it. As long as you are actively looking, your gifts will find you. Your challenge question today? When was the last time you got lost in the present and time disappeared? What were you doing? And now a word from a sponsor. There's no room for idle chat in business. So if email is your only moneymaker, make room for something new. Intercom. Intercom is the only business messenger that starts with real-time chat, then keeps growing your business with conversational bots and guided product tours. Take Intercom customer, Unity. In just 12 months, they converted 45% more visitors through Intercom's messenger. Make room for a new revenue channel. Go to intercom.com/podcast. That's intercom.com/podcast. You know, I think there's a lot of pressure today, particularly on entrepreneurs, to prove their worth, to prove that they're succeeding, to prove that they have this and that going on. And you know, to some degree, that's why you see so much nonsense on social media. And I think that this idea that Chopra says so well, that there are no extra pieces in the universe, that idea that we are all completely unique, completely connected, and completely here for a purpose. Now, I don't know that I'm going to find my connection and my purpose and my gifts maybe ever, but I think it's pretty cool to at least know. I don't know if it's know or if it's just to live with the idea that, hey, I can relax. It's there. And my job maybe is to just go ahead and find it and make that my truth. Insist on myself, never copy. Pretty strong idea, I think. Until next time, this is John Jantz with the Self-Reliant Entrepreneur.